Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Vandal Biz Talks. My name is Landon Cotant. I'm here with co-host Connor Zeff and with guest Sophia Mangini. Mm-hmm. All right. And you are a senior graduating in like a day, 2 days?
Yeah, we graduate tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for being on the show. We're really interested to hear about your journey, why you chose U of I, and, you know, how your journey has been.
Yeah, definitely. So I actually grew up in Moscow. And my dad's an alum from U of I. And so growing up, he always wanted me to go to U of I, but I refused. He would drag me along to football games and I wouldn't even sing the fight song because I was so adamantly opposed to going to U of I. So as I was nearing graduation in high school, I was looking towards what I wanted to do after and which college I wanted to go to. And knowing that in-state is definitely a lot cheaper for Idaho, I kind of wanted to stick in-state, and I was convinced I was going to go to BSU. So I forced my parents to take me to BSU, kind of against what they wanted to do, but they were willing to support me if that's what I chose. So we went down to BSU, and I did a tour, and the campus was really kind of cold. We did go in January, so that's kind of on me, but it just didn't feel very welcoming. And then we met with one of the business college recruiters, and meeting with him, he kind of just slapped a piece of paper in front of me and he's like, these are the classes that you will take. And I didn't even know what major I really wanted to do. I just kind of knew I wanted to go into business. And I tried to ask him some questions and he just wasn't really receptive to it. I felt like I was kind of dumb with the questions I was asking, but I really didn't know anything about college. But he would just kind of give me one word answers or didn't really care to explain further. So once we got back from Boise, I still felt like that's what I wanted to do just because I didn't really want to go to ISU and I was still opposed to going to U of I. But my dad had some contacts still and he convinced me to meet with somebody here. And so I went and met with now retired Professor Scott Metlin. And I went into his office and he opened an Excel sheet and he's like, I'm so excited that you're even considering going here. He's like, let's make you some schedules. Like, let's see what you want to do. And so he went through all of the different types of courses that I could take. He went through all of the different varieties of majors I could do. He's like, we're going to get you a double major and a couple minors and you're going to be out of here in 4 years. And we're going to get you a great internship along the way. We're going to get you an amazing job once you graduate. He's like, what do you want to do? Like, what are your interests? And he integrated. I was considering going into kind of maybe like food culinary business. So he integrated some of those classes in the schedule. And we ended up meeting a couple of times and he was just way more welcoming. Every question I asked, he's like, that's a great question. Let's go into that. And he printed off all of the different schedules. And he's like, if you ever need anything, like, you just let me know. I'm always here for you. We could always change your schedule, do whatever you want to do. And so after that, I just chose U of I.
I mean, yeah, that would be pretty convincing for me too. I'd probably get won over by that as well. But I mean, I just want to go back a little bit. I mean, I think you have a pretty interesting perspective growing up here in Moscow and stuff. How would you say, like, I mean, I'm sure you would see college students and you'd have that kind of university aspect in your life. How would you say that kind of affected you growing up?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely very different being a student at the university versus just living in the town of Moscow. It's kind of weird. Throughout the summer, all the students go away. And so it's just kind of a totally different town. But one thing that I really liked about it is that there is kind of an integration of the university into the community. I feel like a lot of towns that have universities, they're kind of separate. Like, I know a lot of people kind of compare U of I and WSU since they're so close. And people describe Pullman as a college with a town in it, and people describe Moscow as a town with a college in it. Like, I really liked kind of that integration. I feel like it provided a lot more opportunities. I was able to take some dual credit classes during high school, and I actually attended some classes on campus. One of them, when I was a freshman, I was actually invited to do the entrepreneurship class here on campus, which is a senior level class. I was working with a student who was in his 30s when I was about 15. So just like getting those experiences was amazing. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't lived here. So yeah, it was interesting living in here, but it's a lot different once you're an actual student.
Yeah, definitely. What is your major? What did you end up going through with?
Yeah, so I am an accounting major now, and then I start grad school next semester. I wanted to get the 150 credit hours, so I qualify for a CPA exam. So I'll be doing the 30 credit master's program so I can reach that and get my CPA license.
That's really cool. Are you staying here for that, or are you going somewhere else?
I am, yes. So I also consider going somewhere else for graduate school, but ultimately, since it's only a year, I didn't really want to try and integrate into another university now that I'm already set. And then they offered me a really good deal, so I felt like, why not stick around here? I'm already really comfortable here, and I know all the professors. I liked that I can start grad school knowing people already. I don't have to try and make new connections in only a year. So
yeah, that's more than fair. Have there been any like clubs or experiences on campus that kind of led you to an accounting major?
Not necessarily. So I'm the president of the economics club, and I've been involved with that since my freshman year, I believe. I was actually an economics major briefly because of it. I thought that's kind of the route that I wanted to go. But really, it was just taking accounting classes. I realized that I was good at it, and I really enjoyed it. I really like puzzles and like putting things together. And I felt like I got that a lot more with accounting versus some other kind of disciplines in the college. I changed my major probably 5 or 6 times. I've been operations management, finance, economics. I think I did general business for a little while, but really I was most drawn to accounting. So that's kind of why I went down that route.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. What kind of other things do you think you're involved? I mean, this could be like internships and stuff like that. What else do you think kind of helped you with your path and things?
Yeah. So I did do an internship with Presnell Gage, which is a local accounting firm. This last spring, I did tax returns with them. And I think that just kind of solidified what I had already kind of decided I wanted to do. I'm actually not going into tax. I'm going into audit, but that really helped me to know that I'd made the right decision and that graduating in December with this degree was the right choice instead of maybe switching at the last minute. But that was a really amazing experience, and I'm really glad I was able to do that. I think it's important to do an internship, and I didn't really realize how important it was until after I finished, because it is kind of intimidating to finish a degree and not really know if you are actually going to like it. So having that internship experience kind of showed me that, like, yes, I could do this long term. So
I know it's very important to get just like a little taste, you know, like dip your feet in the water of what you're about to spend your life doing. Really.
Right. And having that real world experience is so much different than just doing it in a classroom, being able to like actually apply the concepts. Because I mean, the accounting classes don't really teach you how to actually prepare a tax return. At most, we have a volunteer income tax assistant class, which I did that as well. But I actually worked with real CPAs and learned so much more than I would have ever learned just taking a class.
So you volunteer to help people with their tax returns?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so we start that up in the spring. I'll be doing it again this next semester when I'm in graduate school. But yeah, we help mostly low-income families. And then I'm actually going to Alaska next semester to help people who live out in the smaller villages prepare their tax returns. And then we also go up to Plummer every semester with a small group of students to help people who live on the reservation prepare tax returns as well. So just providing that free service, because going to an accounting firm is very expensive and a lot of people can't afford it. And it's hard for people to just know how to do taxes. I know like TurboTax is pretty easy to use, but I don't think that's free for anybody. So providing kind of that a little bit higher level of professional service at a free cost for anybody who needs it.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious. Do you want to talk more about the Alaska? Because I feel like that's a pretty cool opportunity. I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So there is 4 of us going. We're leaving in late February, so it's going to be really cold, but that's okay. We're working with a nonprofit up there, and we're going to be flying into Anchorage, and then we'll be flying on bush planes out into smaller villages. So we'll go to 2 to 3 villages while we're there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We're going to be sleeping on the floor of schools. And yeah, so we'll just be helping people with tax returns. A lot of them, we have to get specifically certified for helping people who are like commercial fishermen and kind of more specialized stuff like that. But there were a couple of students that did it last year, and they just said it was such an amazing experience. So that was definitely one thing that I really wanted to get to do.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with that?
Yeah, I just took the class last year. I had seen a presentation from somebody who had gone to Alaska even the year prior, and it just really sparked my interest. And at the time, I thought I wanted to go into tax. So I wanted to take the class and kind of see what it was all about. And then I was invited to do the lead for the class this next semester. And so that's kind of how I was invited to go to Alaska with it as well. So
And what class was that?
It's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistant.
Okay, that's a class.
That's a class.
Oh, yep. Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's just a one credit class. And we do clinics Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays throughout tax season. So you only have to work a couple hours a week. But yeah, it's an amazing experience. And if you need your tax returns done, definitely check it out.
You know, you've if you're doing the master's in accounting, you've taken quite a few accounting classes. I'd say that's probably one of the harder disciplines in the college, for sure. What are some things that you've done that you have helped you be successful in accounting?
I'd say probably building relationships with other people in the same discipline. I think that was really helpful. We kind of got to work together on some things. And then also developing relationships with professors. I didn't really realize how much I developed relationships with professors until kind of this semester. I mean, I walk around the building now and I say hi to all my professors, and I didn't necessarily go to office hours a ton, but by participating in classes and trying to talk to them after class or trying to communicate with them outside of class all kind of helped me to better understand the material and then find better support as well. I think that's something that a lot of students maybe don't take advantage of enough. I think people forget that professors want you to do well. Like, they're not out to get us. They want us to succeed, and they're always there to support us. So yeah, probably just developing relationship with people and within the college, and then professors has been the biggest point of success.
Just to kind of, I think, finish things off, what is something that you wish you could have told yourself if you, as a freshman coming into college, here you are graduating senior, what's something you wish you knew back then?
I don't know. I'd probably just say, like, it'll all work out. College has a lot of ups and downs. And I started during COVID, and that was really challenging, trying to develop relationships with people on campus. You weren't really supposed to be within 6 feet of anybody you didn't live with. And so it was hard to kind of get out there and meet new people. And so there's some level of, like, loneliness. I mean, you are away from your family. You're living on your own for the first time. And now you go into this world where you have to wear a mask all the time and you can't stand too close to people, and people are kind of on edge all the time. I think the atmosphere has definitely changed in the last couple of years since I started. People are a lot more kind of relaxed, and it's not quite as almost like energetic. Like, it was almost everybody seemed kind of tense all the time. So just like, it'll work out. I changed my major a bunch of times, but I figured out what I wanted to do in the end. I got a job. I got into grad school. Everything worked out. And there were points where I wanted to give up or I felt like I couldn't do it, but I did it. And it all worked out in the end. So,
you know, that's starting to become a theme.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to hear that a lot. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, that is encouraging. Hearing Atlanta and I are both sophomores. So that is helpful, because there are definitely times where you feel like, man, I'm a finance major and I have yet to take a finance class. And it's like, I don't even know if I really want to do this yet. And it's just, that is very encouraging to hear that it does all work out, and you just got to take it step by step. So yeah. I appreciate your wisdom.
Of course. Yeah. And I mean, maybe you won't find out you like finance, and that's okay too. You know, once you take more classes, you'll figure out what you're more interested in. And then definitely taking internships is helpful too.
Well, thank you, Sophia, for coming on the podcast. Great to have you on and hear about your story. And thank you all for listening. And we will be back soon with another episode.